What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for tuning back into the Sales Culture Anchor Station. And so if we haven't linked up yet, let's do that. Subscribe to the Sales Culture Anchor Station. I'm on iTunes. I'm on a couple other platforms, most places where you consume podcasts. And feel free to follow us on Instagram at sales_culture. All right, with that said, let's get to it for Monday marketing. So quick story, got a chance to hire a social media agency for our medical device company. And this was interesting because there's a couple layers when you're looking at doing any type of marketing in healthcare. Like, one is HIPAA, and there's a couple other things that we got to kind of go through and make sure we got to stay inside of all the regulation. Anyway, long story short, I'm looking forward to getting started with them, and I want to lay out 7 questions that I think are key to vetting out the right marketing consultant. Again, there's a lot of other things I think that we should be doing prior to even thinking about spending any money on ads or anything else like that. I'll lay that out later on in the week, so tune back in for that. But let's dive into the questions. The first one is, what do you think about the current marketing strategy? What's your thoughts? It's question number one I would ask any marketing consultant that, because I have my opinion, and if I'm hiring someone, it probably sucks, or I have a lot more things that I want to do. I just want to see if I can get someone to help me man it up and try to get some manpower behind it. So anyway, you know, get their honest opinion with that, and they should be coming with a lot of creative ideas. You know, you're looking for fresh approaches, or at least some ways they can tweak and hone. Moving right along, question number two, what is your background in marketing? This is, you know, an interesting conversation because I like to know whether a person has experience working within an actual agency. So they're, you know, used to kind of work wearing multiple hats, or what's their skill set? Is it around blogging? Is it podcasting? Is it around, you name it, managing ads? There's a lot of aspects to marketing out there. So it's good to kind of get some background there. And personally, I like working with people that have experience working with smaller businesses, and more so a sales background. But of course, I'm biased, being a sales guy, right? And so anyway, question number three, what is your current industry knowledge? So how much details and how well do you understand the nuances of this industry? Again, looking at ours, we're in healthcare. There's a lot of things there, HIPAA and a whole bunch of other red tape that we have to make sure that we kind of, you know, go through without breaking, bending the rules without breaking, I should say. And, you know, we have to have those things. I need a partner who understands them. But every industry has them. Healthcare is a little bit special, but every industry has their nuances and how to work them and maneuver and really be able to, you know, pinpoint who your target client should look like on that channel. Moving right along, question number four, how do you measure success? This is a big one for me. And it's so big because I think the only way to measure it, if you're a small business or if you use my mentality, is through sales. It's always going to be around sales. I don't want to get caught up, and I watch out for anybody that talks about vanity metrics like comments, likes and follows. Those are nice and cute, and you can buy those pretty easily on most of the major platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, get that exposure. But how would it translate to your ideal client? Are you going to get it in front of the people that need to like it? Because especially if you're B2B, you don't even need that many people normally. It's not a volume game. It's about getting to the right people. Anyway, depends where you are, but I don't want to get caught up in vanity metrics. So I always like to ask, how do you measure success? Number five, how do you track progress? Another major one. Okay, we understand we put points on the board once we score a touchdown, but where's the first down at? Right? Something that's quantified, not something that's too soft and gushy. Number six is kind of big too. Number six is, do you work alone or do you outsource? Who's your team? Question marks. Right, this is kind of big because in marketing, a lot of these agencies work is that they outsource them overseas so they can kind of get a cost break and respect all that. But you know, for somebody like myself that was looking to really find a partner to get in the trenches with me, I needed someone to be side by side, and we needed to be able to pivot and strategize easily. And I wanted somebody who knew our brand and knew our value prop and was on message without having to retrain someone each time. So that's a big deal. Do the outsource or work alone? And last but not least, how much do you charge? Because the cost is crazy. We might as well stop the conversation. And so it's always good to get right to the money up front. I threw out my budget to kind of cancel out a lot of people that I knew probably weren't going to be a good fit for us, is because they're going to charge a premium. We aren't premium payers right now, and therefore get the money conversation going up front. And with that, please connect with me on multiple platforms. Again, Instagram is sales_culture, or just drop us a voice note here on Anchor. And stay tuned for more episodes.